For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Filings were released in cases involving former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen and former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort that were related to the special counsel's probe into possible coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia. President Trump discussed the investigation with reporters on the South Lawn before leaving for the Army-Navy football game in Philly.
Very one-sided situation, but I think it's all turning around very nicely. But as far as the reports that we see, according to everybody I've spoken to, I have not read it. There's absolutely no collusion, which is very important.
President Trump also announced that his chief of staff, John Kelly, will be leaving.
John Kelly will be leaving toward the end of the year, at the end of the year, and I appreciate his service very much.
The president also said that he'll be announcing Kelly's replacement over the next day or two. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
An overcrowded Italian nightclub called the Blue Lantern was having a concert when a noxious substance caused a stampede and some people were crushed. USA's Wendy King has more.
5 teenagers and a mother are dead, and 60 people are injured at a rap concert in a club in the Italian town of Coronado. About 1,000 people were attending when a pepper spray-like substance filled the room, causing panic. One of the emergency doors was locked. A small wall near the entrance collapsed, crushing the skulls of the victims.
In Paris, French riot police fired tear gas and water cannon again today, trying to stop thousands of yellow-vested protesters from converging on the presidential palace to express their anger at high taxes and the French president. Security officials imposed a lockdown on parts of central Paris, determined to prevent a repeat of the rioting a week ago that damaged a major monument, injuring 130 people and tarnishing the country's global image. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A 26-year-old man has been charged with the murder of British backpacker Grace Mullane in New Zealand. Mullane was on a planned year-long trip abroad that began in Peru. She arrived in New Zealand last month and was last seen on the night of December 1st, entering a central Auckland hotel with a suspect. Police said they brought that man into the central Auckland police station today for questioning. Scott Beard, Detective Inspector of New Zealand Police, says they still don't know where Grace is.
We have identified and secured a vehicle of interest, and we are now making inquiries to find out exactly where that vehicle has been. Earlier today, we released images of Grace's watch and necklace. Her passport is also missing.
Mullane's father, millionaire English property developer David Mullane, traveled from Britain to New Zealand earlier in the week and spoke to the media yesterday about his daughter.
Grace is a lovely, outgoing, front-loading, family on its own full time. Grace has never been out of contact with us about her time. She's usually in daily contact with either mother, myself, two brothers, members of the family on social media. We're all extremely upset, and it's very difficult this time to fully describe the range of emotions we are going through. While we are very grateful for the media coverage both here and back home, we are finding this situation quite upsetting. And we sincerely hope that the media continue to respect our privacy.
Grace's birthday was last Sunday, but she didn't contact her family. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.